Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Xiaowen.
And I'm Noah.
We are very excited to be here today.
Yes.
Yeah, now podcast recording is really fun. I mean, before it was fun too, and now it's even more fun.
It just gets better and better.
I am more used to it now, I think. All right.
Almost a year. Coming up on a year.
Really?
Pretty soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies. Time flies. I don't remember time very well. I don't engage with the length of time very well either. Yeah. Yeah.
Time flies like an arrow and fruit flies like bananas.
What?
My grandma always says that.
The other day we have a tea friend coming in here, and then he told me that he had been drinking tea. Steve have been drinking tea with me for 9 years.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
And I just couldn't even possibly imagine that it's been that long.
Shout out to Steve. What's up, Steve?
Anyway, yeah, let's bring it back to the tea, okay?
Okay.
So, if you guys have been following our podcast, our last three podcasts, we focus on a thing called texture of the broth or structure of the broth. And today we are going to still continue to focus in a... I think I'm destroying the tea already. Wow. Making a mash in my tea.
Cereal mash.
Today we'll still focus in the mouth. And then there's something we watch out for called aftertaste. And aftertaste doesn't limit it just in the mouth, okay? But today we are going to focus on the aftertaste in the mouth. And then in the future we can talk when we start to move along with this series of recording that we can talk a little bit of aftertaste in the other part of your body too. And today we are going to compare in our past podcast, we compare two teas, and today we are going to continue to do that. So today we'll compare two teas that actually we consider them to be pretty equal on the quality, but very different in the process. One will be our He Huan Shan High Mountain Oolong, and one is our Dongding traditional Dongding tea. And today we are going to do it in a bowl style. I think Noah called it the cereal
bowl style.
Cereal bowl style.
And this is the fourth cereal episode of this style of tea drinking. Also, I thought it was interesting. So you use a Chinese word to describe aftertaste. You said, do you want to do aftertaste or do you want to do throat sensation? And the Chinese word you used for aftertaste was shengjing.
Shengjing is one of them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a salivation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's an interesting thing to talk about a little bit while the tea's opening up.
Sure. Oh, right now?
Sure.
In shengjing? Shengjing means, well, if you pronounce it wrong, like shengjing, that means you are a lunatic. I'm sidetracked already. And shengjing means... you salivate and you feel like feel like thirst quenching. Yeah, and that's one of a phenomenon that tea can actually do. And I think that's one part of aftertaste. Aftertaste doesn't... Today we can talk about that too. While we are going on with these two teas, aftertaste doesn't mean one thing only, or one style. Like aftertaste is always salivation, not necessary actually. And it doesn't even limit in the mouth. But since we have been talking about tea in the mouth in a way that I just want to stay in this location for a little bit longer time before we move on. Because normally I go really big with my teas, and I think sometimes it can be a little bit, not focused. Yeah, for myself or for people too. Like, what are you talking about? Okay, so I already put the hot water. I use 4 grams of tea, by the way, and there's no actually like certain criteria like standard that you have to use how many grams of tea in your bowl style, cereal bowl, tea brewing style. So anyway, I use boiling hot water, 4 grams of tea, and the leaves both in both cups, some fully open and some half open. And now it's a good chance to go in, and there's a soup spoon in both cups and smell the bouquet. And as we talked about in the past episodes, you can smell what it smells like. And I would describe, you know, He Huan San. Now I'm smelling He Huan San. It's super beautiful, floral and fruity and a bit citrus to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I will smell Dong Ding. It's almost remind me of some sort of toasted grain, something savory. Also remind me a little bit of stir-fried vegetable, a sort of stir-fried vegetable. And so as you guys notice right now, I'm describing the smell of the tea. And I also talk about, please don't stop there, by the way. Don't stop on the smell only. The second round, when you take out the spoon or when you drink the tea broth, before you drink it, smell the tea broth. Smell where the scent is going. Smell the thickness or the thinness of the shape. Smell the texture of the scent as well. Is it soft? Is it heavy? Where does it go? Does it just stuck in your nostril or does it go beyond a little bit? And He Huan San is soft in a way, in a scent, because it's a brighter tea and it passed the nostril, but doesn't go super far into my head. Oh, also when you smell, please do this. It's actually quite important in a tea, is to smell the clarity of a tea. Smell if it's off-center, smell if it's dirty, you know, because, I mean, you don't want to drink a dirty cup of tea, right? Focusing then focus or not is a different subject. If a tea is focused, that means the environment and the person who make the tea, the skill of the person. So it doesn't mean if the tea is, like, let's say, polluted or not. It means the person's skill. But I think if it's dirty, you can actually maybe associate with a little bit of pesticide, maybe, you know. And Dong Ding scent in this case maybe feels a little bit heavier, but there's a, actually remind me, like, somehow I associate with a lot of softness in the scent, and it passed the nostril.
There's more sure. of a almost like a minty effect in the Dong Ding, like that kind of bright, what do you call that, like the mentholated opening, cooling kind
cooling
of
cooling effect. Some of the tea you will notice in the future that, or even in the past, you notice that some tea feels like, even though it's a hot broth, it's roasted tea or not roasted tea, it feels like it's cooling after you drink it or after you smell it. It doesn't mean you taste mint. It means that sensation. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Okay. And then there's now, drink a little bit of He Huan San. And before we get into the aftertaste, still, I'm not, you know, when we are doing tea, then when we are paying attention a little bit of on certain part, doesn't mean we ignore the others. Seriously, tea texture is super fundamental to me, and I always pay attention to that part. So before we move on to aftertaste today, let's quickly, but not, we don't need to go through like past episodes. Like, first, do this. Let's just watch how it spread. How okay. about this?
Sounds yeah, sounds good.
He Huan San, High Mountain Oolong. Light towards medium body, super smooth. Cover the tongue pretty well.
Really well.
Yeah, really well, yeah. And very balanced. Moves. But the speed is moving is slowly to cover the tongue.
Yeah.
But it's spread already in the first hit. It doesn't, some of the teas, I think it just stay in the center. And even though it kind of spread out, it doesn't really quite do it.
Like when we drank the house oolong, I felt like it just kind of sat in the middle of the tongue. Yeah. And that was about where it was.
And this one, the broth is already feel much wider.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, much, much wider. And then the smoothness is, you know, your typical, a good high mountain oolong, that buttery or a cream kind of a sensation is totally there.
I do feel it spreading on the roof of my mouth, too.
Yeah, just a little bit, but the shape is not super puffy.
Yeah,
it's a gorgeous, soft spraying, slow kind of. It doesn't mean it doesn't have a capacity. Just this tea is so gentle.
Yeah,
the way it's that it kind of like, the way it's spraying, it remind me of like somebody is really at ease, having some time and taking a stroll.
Mm.
Yeah, but not trying to like I want to spray.
Mm.
My liquid have to spray. It's not trying, just that I'm having a good time. I want to take it slow, you know. Take a slow walk, you know. Okay, and then let's do the Dongding traditional. Wider spraying.
Yeah, immediately.
Heavier feeling, and yet there's a huge amount of softness in the liquid. Puff up. Like the puffiness is more actually, but sometimes people will not notice this because it's a roasted tea and it feels heavy. So sometimes when you focus on the downside, underneath the tongue side, it's harder for a tea drinker to notice the upper side when you are paying so much attention on the weight. And so I always feel like Dongding is a high dimensional tea. If you can do that, I think it's, if you can pay attention to opposite dimensions, it's actually really fun.
Mm. Mm. That makes it feel really big, that part of it. The fact that it's heavy and it goes down and also has an ability to spread up, upwards, it makes it feel really, really, really wide.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so?
The Dongding is really leading me to taste the aftertaste also. But I'm going to wait till we start drinking the Huanshan again.
As I mentioned before, you know, when we do this kind of episodes, we are not encouraging you to separate them. We are encouraging you to watch more closely in one aspect of tea. And, you know, it's almost like you practice really basic stuff. It doesn't mean other stuff doesn't come, or you should separate that and or ignore them. And because some of the tea is the speed of them linking, you cannot separate them. You know, but I, for many things in my life that I'm practicing, I think the really basic stuff is really important that we shall not ignore it. I mean, we want to aim high. We are always looking forward to, a result that if you are a writer, you want your writing to be amazing. If you are a dancer, you want your dance to be so complex and beautiful, and you move with easiness, you know. And when it comes to my Tai Chi, I want myself to be like a master and to be amazing already, you know. It's good to have those kind of goals, by the way. But I have to keep reminding myself, not a single master was born on day one and say, hey, you know what? I'm a master.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a dance master. I'm a tea master. I'm a Tai Chi master. I'm a writing master. If you really ask every single one of them, I think what you are going to hear is they practice so much every single day. And then you just keep asking, what do you practice then? And you know, ask somebody, seriously, ask somebody when if you come, you can have access to somebody who is already very accomplished in something that he or she does in their life. Ask what they are practicing in a daily basis. I guarantee you they are practicing very basic stuff. And so I think when it comes to tea, I want to be amazing for myself and want to be amazing for you. And I keep practicing those, I think, will get me there, but I forgot the most basic stuff sometimes.
Fundamentals.
Yeah, fundamentals. Structure is extremely important. Without center, you can do a lot of things, by the way. And since we have been drinking this tea a few times, I'm going to use boiling water and add some boiling water back into the bowl again. And so far, maybe the tea has been infused for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Just about, yeah.
And once again, please, no fear. It's okay. All right, so let's look at aftertaste. Aftertaste is when the moment the breath leave the mouth. So after I swallow the He Huan Shan High Mountain Oolong tea broth, I'm going to watch what I'm sensing in my mouth with this tea and in what way. Well, I'm still, if you can taste, I guess I'm still tasting a lot of bouquet. That kind of flowery or light fruit, bright light fruit kind of a taste. So this is one form of aftertaste. It's the flavor or the bouquet of a tea somehow finds a way to stay and stay with a strong presence
in
the mouth.
It's like it's evaporating off of the surfaces of the mouth.
Yeah.
It feels like the bouquet is... It's like you're. It feels like smelling or smelling the scent of the tea with your roof of your mouth almost.
Yeah, with your mouth, that space.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that space in the mouth that is empty.
And a big impact of how it starts to taste so clear, I think, is the sweetness also.
Mm-hmm.
The sweetness kind of underlies the scent,
mm-hmm.
so it makes it a little bit more clear.
Yeah. And then sometimes there's a phenomenon that you will be physically tasting the sweetness. Not just the broth tastes sweet, it's after you swallow the broth, you are physically tasting sweet, some form of sweetness. And in tea term, we call that hui gan.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think that's one form of aftertaste as well. This tea does salivate, but in a really gentle and mild way. And also, you can watch how long an aftertaste will stay and linger. That's one of the, and how they change. You know, good tea changes. Good tea lasts longer. And this is one of the areas that you can actually look in at a tea like, oh, is this a better tea or average tea or excellent tea? In different stages, you can watch your tea in multiple forms. And then let's do the Dongding traditional. And I think the bouquet is still, we are taking some time between two teas, so because we don't want to downplay one tea.
Mm.
And I think if we don't need to edit this is exact how long. And I think I'm still lightly salivating in a really light form. And the bouquet actually leave us quite a lot already. There's still a tiny little hint.
There's still an impression of the bouquet there.
Yeah, there's impression. Yeah. And so I'm not saying this tea's aftertaste is only this long. It might be longer, but it doesn't stay very strongly, by the way. And so let's move on to the Dongding traditional. So the aftertaste, if I have to say a specific taste, it will be more on the taste rather on the bouquet.
Mm.
I'm tasting a lot of fruit. It's a higher salivation tea after I swallow the broth. It's more like, seriously, you can sense something like oozing out of your tongue.
Yeah, big salivation.
Yeah, big salivation.
Also, the initial punch of the tea is much stronger.
Stronger.
So you feel as it changes, there's a lot kind of more space between that strong punch and then the sweetness that eventually mellows out.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more development to watch in the in terms of the texture changing.
Mm-hmm. And also, since the tea broth itself have a capacity to hit the roof top of the mouth, this is one form of, because you are observing the presence of a tea in a way, in an aftertaste. There's such a strong presence on the rooftop, it become a, in a way, a shape, a dimensional style
it
of aftertaste.
It feels like the aftertaste is expanding.
Yeah, upwards.
Yeah.
Just like the tea broth itself. And the salivation still right now is so strong.
Yeah.
It's just so strong and continue to happen.
Not so much on the bouquet though. I don't feel that kind of evaporating floral quality inside
the mouth cavity. It's more of a taste and then pure,
really texture.
Really textural taste and salivation. And then
the sweetness is quite strong too.
Mm-hmm. But the sweetness in a way is not as pretty as the He Huan Shan. The He Huan Shan's sweetness in the aftertaste is really beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's more pleasant.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
But it does last quite a long time.
Yeah.
That kind of, I think the last thing that I see I can still taste a little bit of sweetness, but really the last thing that's lingering is that expansion feeling, like having a ball inside of the mouth.
Yeah, and in combination with strong salivation, so you just feel like, physically, you can sense the tea very strongly. Yeah. And then with Hwansan, like I can enjoy the tea.
Mm.
It's more like really beautiful, and like the scent so soft, and the liquid feels so soft, and then the salivation is also so soft that everything about it is like super pretty for me to sit there and enjoy the aftertaste. And this one is like, it's not that it's not enjoyable, I actually quite like it, obviously, and it's just like it's more of a I don't know, I just have to watch it closely and just keep watching it and keep, wow, it's still salivating. Let's drink another cup and see how it plays out on the aftertaste and maybe on the link of the physical texture itself. As I said, it shouldn't be separated, you know.
It has a really smooth melting feeling throughout the development.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leaves you with that really fine salivation.
Yeah. He's talking about Hwansan and Mountain Oolong.
Yeah.
So if I don't want to separate these two, so the moment that I take a sip of this tea, I hold the breath for just a few seconds, and there's that exquisite softness in my mouth, and I swallow it, and then immediately there's almost no gap.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a gap on this tea at all. This Hwansan High Mountain Oolong. The moment is like the I'm swallowing the liquid, the bouquet kind of just rise up and fill my mouth, and there's also the exquisite softness, and then the and then combine of like light salivation, like soft salivation, and it just feel in the mouth so beautifully. And then you can also watch the movement of, I really love to watch a tea movement. I cannot express to you how much I love this thing. Like the movement of the liquid spray out, the movement of the liquid got swallowed, and then how the aftertaste actually, in a way, almost I feel like there's the two space. This is the broth. And the broth got, so right now maybe no one can describe to you guys because I'm actually using my hands to try to tell him what I'm watching. So this is the broth and so soft here, and then it leave and it turn around the bouquet just like this. So it never really leave me. It never stopped.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. See if he can say this to you guys.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how to say it. It's almost like a wave, right? I mean, you're using your hands to show.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of this rotation happening where as you swallow the broth, it comes back up again.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's almost like turn into the bouquet and immediately come in back to my mouth, but it never stop.
But it's almost like if you think about it, like a wave crashing, there's the moment that the wave... The momentum of the wave is pushing water above.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Like surface. Yeah. So it's like surfer wave.
And then when it crashes, it becomes momentum pushing downwards, right?
Yeah,
so
but
there's both things kind of happening at the same time, and then,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
they
yeah,
switch.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But the structure never get broken.
The structure never stops.
Get broken down. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hwansan is everything seems to happen faster, and it's a more fine movement.
Really fine and beautiful, soft tea. Yeah, I really enjoy the tea. And then let's do the Dongding, and I'm going to see if it will have the same movement or different style of movement. So for me, Dongding in a way doesn't turn around, like its broth doesn't turn around into bouquet and then fill my mouth again. I feel it's, once again, it's like a slide.
Mm.
And then so there's, because I swallow the liquid, right? I watch the liquid go past my throat and et cetera, et cetera. So it physically, the broth physically leave my mouth, but it doesn't turn around like the He Huan Shan High Mountain Oolong. Instead, its physical presence, even though it physically leave me, but the presence doesn't leave me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what it's doing is then it start to expand from underneath the tongue to do that amazing salivation. And so the presence of the tea continues to rise on the tongue, underneath the tongue and upwards, but not in a bouquet style.
Mm.
Yeah.
Almost more like when a boat goes by, there's the wake.
Yeah, and it just keep going.
And it just keeps expanding.
Keeps expanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Super fun.
Mm.
If you guys can see like movements and sense movements on these teas, this one, the aftertaste is just see how they, and this is the first time I actually watch a tea this way.
Mm.
Like see how it linked to the broth and then tie into the aftertaste. I normally just immediately go into watch the aftertaste, rather than see if I can see a shape of a movement of the aftertaste, coming up. And so, doing this style of tea, it's really fun. It made me watch your tea more closely.
Mm.
And I love to become an observer when it comes to tea.
Mm.
And of course, I use a lot of my head also, you know, my ideas and stuff. And sometimes how much is I'm watching and how much is my idea, I don't know.
Mm.
But currently, I am practicing to become a neutral observer. That's what I read an article somebody wrote about Mr. Zhang, and I think that's what he want to abandon his ego at that time to have the tea come to him rather than we use our ego to analyze the tea.
Mm.
And I've been thinking a lot about this. So what is me and what is the tea and how do we play out on me, I as a person who actually taking a tea, and as a tea for the tea itself to show up to have a capacity to teach us. If we hold on so much ego, of course they cannot enter. And so, but it's not we are empty without a soul. Then that's kind of scary, right? So I've been thinking a lot about how do I stay as I, but abandon the ego to allow tea to show up to teach me. And I haven't found an answer yet. Because today is like day 3 on that subject. My personal journey on the subject. And so I think that's it. And maybe in the next episode, of course, we're going to do more on the...
half an hour.
Oh, cool. Of course, we're going to focus more on the aftertaste subject, and maybe new things will come to me. And I hope you guys find this useful. We are having so much fun watching tea this way, in an almost microscopic style of tea watching. And... yeah, so much fun to learn about tea and how much I don't know about tea, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Stay strong. I know there are a lot of big events and it's going to impact all of us. So stay strong, stay calm, drink lots of tea. Direct from Dongding Farmer, Farmer Su, he said tea is very good for you. So I just talked to him last night. And he told me not to panic and about, you know, the virus things. I told him I'm not panicking. And so he said, just stay strong, no panic, and drink a lot of Dongding. So a direct message from Mr. Su on the Dongding Mountain to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
And so thank you for listening to Direct Support Us. Please check out our website and force your relatives to buy things if you need to. floatingleaves.com. And please support our podcast program just by listening to it and give us feedback and have communications with us. Thank you so much. We will see you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye.